Hello, KMA Land, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Double X Factor each weekday right here on KMA. I'm Spencer Williams, and with the short week, I will only be flying solo with you today. So I've got about 3 minutes to hopefully offer you something of value. Our topic this week is one of our favorites, boundaries. But boundaries when we are dealing with someone who continues to take from us. So we feel somewhat forced to enforce our boundaries, which is, of course, when boundaries start to feel uncomfortable. And we oftentimes start to question them, even within ourselves. Now, full disclosure, Sandy said yesterday, and I loved her explanation, that people aren't bad. And I want to take it a step further and remind myself, and you all, that we usually feel resentful or frustrated with someone that uses us, but it's probably misaimed. We teach others how to treat us, and we've probably put ourselves in a position to be needed or liked or appreciated or any of those other cravings we have when we think our worth comes from others. Many people would rather we take responsibility for their feelings, especially young people or those who are emotionally immature. They might actually believe that it's our job to prevent them from discomfort, sadness, and disappointment. And like I said, in an effort to find our worthiness, we've fallen for it. So for many of us, and dare I say, especially women, who seem to have a core belief that we must take care of everyone and everything, well, it can start to get confusing when boundaries come into play. Psychologist Dr. Jessica Michelson says, unless you feel grounded in your values and believe in your right to take care of yourself, you will let the other person's upset dictate your behavior, end quote. However, the problem is, when you betray yourself in a situation, you can lead yourself directly to that place you were afraid of getting to from the get-go. Not being needed, liked, or appreciated. But also, like I said earlier, if we have trained others how to treat us, we can still do the same now. Honest conversations are a great start. The most gentle, generous, compassionate thing you can do for those you love is to know your own limitation, honor them, and take full responsibility for your own boundaries. And we get to really do more good than we might have thought for those who slip into that user role. As Dr. Michelson also says, your boundaries are a gift. They give people the opportunity to feel uncomfortable feelings and survive them, end quote. If you've done any boundary work, you know that once the discomfort subsides and you are left saying yes to the things you want to say yes to and no to the things you don't, that feeling is so rewarding. Let others have their experience with that too. Sandy closes out the Double X Factor for the week tomorrow, and I can't wait to hear her final take right along with you. As always, we thank you so much for listening. And in the meantime, you can find us at KMALand.com under the Double X Factor Programs tab or 24/7 on social media at KMAXX Factor.